You're listening to the Ask Drone You podcast. You ask, we answer your drone questions. Whether you're here to turn your passion into profit or you simply fly for fun, we're a community of learners and teachers who aspire to achieve greatness. We are
Drone You.
Hello, everyone. Are you worried about the DJI ban? Clearly, in the first time that we shot this show, I wasn't very worried about it myself. But I think it actually deserves a lot more attention, Rob. I mean, I've been getting text messages and calls from friends and people on YouTube. They're like, you seem kind of just like...
Nonchalant.
Yeah, laissez-faire, as a lot of people in France would say.
Yeah, well, the thing about it is it's a moving target. It seems like it's constantly changing. Understanding is constantly being updated. New information, new interpretations. And so we just want to come back and readdress and, yeah, clear some things up.
We absolutely do. And so for this week's sponsor, it's actually the Drone U Experience Training. Now, this is a very interesting ad because in all honesty, we have done this experience training with enterprise clients, and an enterprise client bought literally every single ticket but two. So this May of 2024, we are doing another construction-themed experience training. This means that you get to come to colorful Colorado where beauty is around every corner, and you get to capture that with your drones. But you also get to learn the workflow of mapping and modeling construction sites, flying Cinewhoop and doing drone tours through construction sites, and understanding how to create orthomosaics and other mapping deliverables that are going to be necessary for you to fly construction sites. Now, the benefit is these seats that are open, you are literally going to be next to a group of drone pilots that work for a very large Fortune 500 construction company. You're going to get to sit next to the horse's mouth as you learn all these things and drive relationships. Now, on top of that, the experience training covers your lodging, your food, and your boarding. You're going to get some very special food, too, from the newest of catering companies in Colorado called Bald Incorporated. He makes really good carne asada, anything, and does really good at barbecue, too.
Some enchiladas.
Enchiladas por vida. Actually, those were some of the best enchiladas I've ever had.
I put my heart and soul into those enchiladas.
So if you want to join us for a seven-day-long training that's also gamified, where you have to compete to build those deliverables before you leave that week, then you do not want to miss this opportunity. Now, because this training is pretty much sold out, minus one, maybe two tickets, we're not putting a website together. We're not having a sales page to go over all the benefits of this training. I've told it all to you right now. You're going to learn photo editing, video editing, orthomosaic construction, 3D modeling, flying Cinewhoops inside. You're going to learn how to do and create a video, marketing photos, and orthomosaic maps for all the deliverables that you would need for construction. If you want to join us for this seven-day experience training, again, only one, maybe two seats open, you've got to email Rob direct. There is no URL. rob@thedroneu.com. In the subject line, say, I want that last ticket to the experience training. Now, that said, the experience trainings have gone over so well that most of our enterprise clients do them now. If you want to learn why they're so effective, then join us. We'll see you there. The bill that we're talking about is the Countering CCP Drones Act, which is HR 2864, and it would prevent new DJI products from coming to market in the United States and would potentially revoke the FCC authorizations for existing drones. That means that you couldn't buy drones and your existing drones would be crippled. I mean, figuratively speaking, the drones operate on an unregulated band of frequency. That's what I don't understand. This bill would have a massive impact on millions of Americans who use these drones for public safety, for commercial purposes, and for recreational purposes. So, you want to hit anything before I go down the rabbit hole?
I just want to say, somebody please come up with something that can compete that is not Chinese. I mean...
Yeah, there are three groups that come to mind right now, a manufacturer and two lobbying companies that are directly behind these efforts. And instead of making drones that can actually compete with DJI, they're trying to regulate them out of existence. And I would say that that is a recipe for disaster, especially when we've got the US government who's funding the Ukrainian war, and the Ukrainian military is buying 60% of the entire DJI manufacturing capacity for Mavic 3 Enterprises and M30Ts. And M30s. These drones are some of the most popular drones that are being used to drop bombs, to do kamikaze attacks, and so much more. So while here in the United States, our government is trying to cripple our industry, an industry that saves lives, an industry that supports utilities, the growth of our infrastructure, and making better database decisions. They want to inhibit Americans' ability to do that while funding the Ukrainians to fly these very drones. I will say to any congressman, representative, congressman, or congressman, any senator, if you ban DJI drones, you are going to cripple not just the drone industry, but many other industries. Construction, utilities.
It's not hard to find really great stories of drones being used to save people's lives. And I'm not trying to be dramatic.
Yeah.
And most of the time, those are DJI drones. Correct me if I'm wrong.
They are. Yep.
You will literally kill people. I mean,
well,
right?
Also, it goes to show just how blatantly stupid our representatives are. If these drones do not have access to the internet, they are not a danger. It is that simple. It is really that simple. And yet you've got people on the left and people on the right who are, you know, literally trying to ban our ability to fly DJI drones.
The challenge, I think, because when you say that, let's dig into that a little bit. This has always been kind of a sticking point for me. And that is in terms of how do we solve for this? But that is, you've talked a lot about, and rightfully so, that you just don't connect to the internet. But that is relying on the pilot to understand how to ensure that doesn't happen.
Yes, and I'm flabbergasted that would have to be explained, but we've seen numerous examples of how it does have to be explained.
Flabbergasternation aside, I don't know if that's a word. It's reality. And I would say a majority of the drones, to play devil's advocate here on the side of the left, right, middle people in Congress, is to say a lot of people are not going to, they're either not going to be able to figure it out. I think most people could figure it out, but they're not. My guess is that it would default back to being connected. And so they're going to have to get into the habit of turning things off.
Well, we've proven, and we say this in all the Don't Crash courses, we've proven that the DJI remotes, even when you delete the SSID and password information for a WPA2 Wi-Fi system, that it retains that data and will auto-connect and update.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. So like, that's why we talk about in the Don't Crash course, like use your personal hotspot on your phone, create a unique password for this one time, activate the drone, and then change the password so it can never get internet access again. And I would, if I were Congress, what I would do is I would do two things. One, ban all DJI drones from being required to connect to the internet to activate the drone. The drone should come, and this is already a law that the Supreme Court has talked about.
This could be like a form of a tariff almost.
Yes, 100%.
It's not a tax, obviously, but like you can't bring these into America unless
they're activated and ready to fly.
And then who's going to check that?
Obviously the FAA is not smart enough, so I'm not really sure.
Oh, that's not true. Stop that. That is not true.
You guys, I'm just messing with you. But I mean, if you were to have that rule of saying that when you buy a product, it must be ready to go upon purchase, you cannot take things away from it or limit a person's use of said product after the fact. That was a technology Supreme Court case, I want to say 4 or 5 years ago, and DJI has blatantly violated it year after year after year after year. I think if we were to say the drones can't be required to connect to the internet, et cetera, we solve that problem. Another way that we solve this problem is if the US government really wants us to produce drones that are capable with competing with DJI, they need to subsidize the drone manufacturing industry, just like the CHIPS Act subsidize chip manufacturing plant
sure.
what is it called, production as well.
Well, that's what China does.
Exactly. And why don't we do that? If I were the U.S. government, I would give $10 billion to Free Fly Systems and I would give $10 billion to Orca because they're going to get what they want with those two manufacturers.
I think they are giving it, in a manner of speaking, to Skydio, and then they're just reselling them back to the government. Right?
Yeah. Yes.
And I really don't, I'm not trying to dig. I just think that's essentially what's happening. They're just not going to be the ones to, and correct me if I'm wrong, they're not going to be the ones to produce the kind of drones that the average person that we're talking about.
Yeah, because they're still using Chinese parts. Like there are, well, you know.
And because they're not interested in that market.
That is also very objective and very true. And I think that Skydio has really stepped up the game with their new drone.
Yeah.
The fact that it costs three times more than a drone that has the same camera payload, even better, and doesn't require software purchases to operate it.
The number I heard was 60 grand
for the X10
with all the stuff that maybe, say, a utility might need.
Oh my God.
I haven't confirmed that.
That is how you literally destroy your own company from serving the companies that need your drones.
Well,
is
let me
you
just
price
say,
them out of existence.
I don't have like a documented place because I couldn't find one. I mean, they're not going to have prices on their website, yeah, per se.
I've seen from Bobby Saki, probably not saying your name right. Sorry, buddy. He said 30,000 because he and I got in this on LinkedIn. Mm. He's like the most active LinkedIn pilot
and
on the planet.
Obviously, it's like any piece of technology. It depends on what is coming with it. Maybe there's the docking station, et cetera. And so I don't have the whole picture. I just know for a particular use case, that's what I was told.
Yeah.
And so maybe I shouldn't have said that. No, not being able to explain everything that comes with it for that price. But I know the X2 that we have, I think after everything was about 18 grand.
Mm. Yeah. And I mean, here's the thing. This show is not about Skydio. It's not about American manufacturers. What this is about is that we have to fight this bill. And this show is about the fact that Rob and I did this show a week or two ago. And I was kind of like, don't worry, there's nothing we can do, whatever, the things are going to happen. But I think that actually, in order to maintain our rights to fly, every single one of you needs to actually communicate with your congressman or congresswoman on this particular bill. Now, that said, this leads me into what can you do about this. There is a new drone advocacy group. I don't know who runs this group. I honestly don't want to know who runs this group because
it doesn't matter.
Yeah, their goal and their purpose is very good. DroneAdvocacyAlliance.com. Check out DroneAdvocacyAlliance.com. If you go down to the bottom of the main page, you're going to see a box and it's run by a plugin called Voter Voice, and you can actually take the message body and you can communicate with your U.S. representative to share why this is a bad idea. Now, if you want to be effective, you cannot just send the entire pre-scripted email. You need to give very real and very objective answers as to how this is going to negatively impact your business, your way of life, or your capacity to serve other businesses. And I would say the more objective that you are and the less emo, the less emotional that you are, the better off that you're going to be.
I think stories are the best way to do it.
I couldn't agree more. Yeah. So if you have a story on how you wouldn't have been able to save someone's life, or you wouldn't have been able to, you know, get this job done and inspect a part of a bridge like in Memphis, that US 40 bridge, and to know, this is actually a great example, to know that that bridge is about to fail and we need to rebuild it. And say 100 people would have died on that bridge if it weren't for a drone inspecting those cracks. It's that simple, you know? And I feel like what the US government is doing here, it showcases a couple things. We need term limits, man. This is awful. America is crumbling right now and we all see it, and none of us want to say it, but we really need representatives who do their research and are not focused on fundraising, but focused on making truly objective decisions, truly, you know, looking at both sides of the aisle. You know, I remember, what was it, Justice Alito and Justice Ginsburg, one of the most conservative guys and one of the most liberal women, would meet all the time. And they were able to meet because they wanted to truly understand the opposing side's position to ensure that they were making the best decision possible, because they were afraid of representing something that 3 years later, they learned some new fact and realized it was horrible to represent that. And I wish more of our government representatives would have this tact because I think that we would be better off as a country. But you need to go to droneadvocacyalliance.com. You need to fill this out. You need to call your representatives, let them know. Also, I say a huge shout out to Michael Au. I really appreciate you texting me and saying, hey, can we talk about this very specific issue? I'd really appreciate it. I appreciate that you brought it up, man. So thank you very much. And I really do. Is there anything that we're missing here, Rob?
Well, I think, can you just summarize? We're kind of updating show 1343, which I don't even see. Yeah, I guess we put numbers on there somewhere now. But the point is that it's more serious than originally conveyed.
Yes, 100%.
And so I think that's the main point. So take action in some form.
If you love flying and you don't want to like lose your capacity to fly, if flying makes you happy, if flying helps you work through your problems in life, then you need to write and maybe call as well. I'll never forget when they did the internet bill back in 2015, 2016. And I called probably 7 or 8 congressmen. I got one of them on the phone and I asked him one calibrated question. And he was like, that's the best question I've heard regarding this bill. So you made it through. Good job. It just takes one person to ask the right question to be able to have an impact on our representatives.
Or just one story. So it doesn't matter what your use case for the drone is. You could be an operator for maybe a VDC guy for a construction company, and it's really revolutionized safety on your job sites, the marketing for your company. I mean, whatever it is, share that because it does matter.
Because anything that drives convenience for purchasing, that drives decision-making, and that drives safety, those three things impact the economy, and that matters for congressmen and women, especially Nancy Pelosi, who has the best portfolio on the planet of insider trading. But anyway, I digress. So if you want to learn about that, go to quiverquantitative.com because it's awesome. But anyway.
On a side note.
Or quiverquant.com. I can't remember what the actual URL is.
I think it is quantitative. But anyways, whatever.
Yeah. But anyway, that is going to do it for us today. Long story short is this bill is threatening us. There are lobbying groups and manufacturers that are pushing to ban competition. That is not an effective means of driving a market. That makes us communistic, not capitalistic. So remember that. And like I've said for years and years, be careful who you support in this industry. If you don't know their true goals and you don't know what they're truly after, you might end up regretting spending money with them.
Okay. So on that point, what is our true goal?
Our true goal is to rile up drone pilots to communicate with their representatives to explain why this bill is going to demolish and really hurt our capacity to fly drones, save lives, make businesses more efficient, create database decisions, and overall expand our economy. This infrastructure bill alone won't be able to get done without drones. So they're going to be contradicting their own goals themselves. Our goal here at Drone U is to keep you informed on only what you need to know. There's a lot of drone news shows out there. There's a lot of stuff out there. And honestly, most of it doesn't matter. What matters, though, is your capacity to take flight, make database decisions, and have a job that you love, that you're passionate about, but also that earns you an income, gets you outside, keeps you healthy, keeps your mind sharp because you got new challenges all the time. And honestly, allows you to help other industries. Our goal is to prop up drone pilots to be the most successful that they can be. We have no nefarious intentions whatsoever. With that said, I hope that you go to droneadvocacyalliance.com and you use that great system that they developed. We're going to put a similar system on our website here shortly at thedroneu.com where you can do the same thing. And in all honesty, guys and ladies, we need to do this. This is where we need to come together and we need to remember what this country was founded on. Do you remember the tagline?
Please share.
E pluribus unum, Do you know what that means? Together as one. And together as one, we can stop this idiotic, misinformed, and maleficent lobbying that's going on to nuke the drones, the only drones that can actually do these jobs halfway well. I'll never forget, we talked to a client who's like, yeah, I know how to inspect these various assets. I know the cost on Skydio. I know the cost on Freefly. I know the cost on DJI. The delta between the highest and the lowest represented 70% of the overall cost. That's the delta in efficiency when it comes to getting these jobs done with drones that are capable of doing it versus quote unquote domestically approved drones. With all that to be said, I think it's really important to say thank you. Please reach out. It's really important that we do this. So get it done. Thanks again for joining us here at DroneU HQ. My name is Paul.
I'm Rob.
And make sure you write that letter.
We believe that videos, images, words, and sound have the absolute power to inform, inspire, and entertain. We reject indecision, confusion, and vanity, for they work against the community. We are united under the virtues of safety and knowledge. We are a training community of learners and teachers who encourage and energize each other to achieve greatness. We are pilots, videographers, photographers, freelancers, business owners, enthusiasts, experts, and apprentices. We are creators. We are the Drone U.